Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, viewers, and welcome to Kids Time. Today's program is very unique. Why am I saying so? It is because it drives our attention to an issue which is very conveniently missed by almost all of us. That issue is negligence. The problem with negligence is that it doesn't seem as harmful or terrible as lying and polytheism. And that's where the danger lies. It just doesn't sound as dangerous. Negligence, especially regarding an obligatory or wajib act, is a greater sin. It is mentioned in the famous book, Greater Sins, written by the well-known scholar. Dastghaib Shirazi, a name that I'm sure all of us heard several times. Let us not forget that greater sins are those for whom the decreed punishment is hell. It has been emphasized in the traditions of various imams like Imam Javad, Imam Raza, Imam Qasim and Imam Sadiq, that to forego any act which is made incumbent upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a greater sin. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "One who omits prayer intentionally has indeed gone out of the refuge beyond the pale of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The Almighty shall not cast a glance of mercy upon one who leaves a wajib duty or commits a greater sin, and He shall not cleanse him of his sins." But then comes the big question. What are obligatory acts? Obviously, we have to know what they are before we can know how important they are in our lives. Any action that is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the performance of which carries rewards, and its neglect is assured punishment, is a wajib. For example, fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. In our daily lives, we often tend to miss out on certain wajibats and drive right past them, not because we undermine their importance, but mainly because we undermine the importance of missing out. If you think about it for a second, why would that happen? Have we not read in the Quran? Have we not learned from the traditions of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhis salam about the rewards and punishments associated with performing obligatory acts? Then, God forbid, are we not sincere followers? Then what on earth is the problem? The problem is that of certainty, or yaqeen. Let's assume that you're sitting in a room, and I come and tell you that there is a big hungry lion right in front of you. What are you going to do? You'll probably just look at me and laugh. Yeah, right. I'm not scared. Or something like that. You don't have the certainty that there's really a lion there. Now imagine this. I put a real hungry lion in you. You'll probably get up and run for your life. Because you have the yakin that the lion is there. We are negligent. Our negligence in our responsibilities towards Allah has increased because we lack in yakin. We are not sure of what we hear and we lack in belief. If we really believed in the fire of hell, then anything that could lead us to it would be an absolute no for us. Girls from the age of 9 and boys from about the age of 14 are obliged to perform wajib acts. This is a responsibility bestowed on them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who can love us more than Him? His love for us is more than that of 70 mothers together, so He will not burden us with what we can't bear. Case with performing salat. The importance of performing prayers is so high. That it is the root of our faith. Similarly, paying the religious tax, that is, zakat and khums, is also very important. We need to make an effort to learn about the rulings regarding such obligatory acts, and then make a sincere effort to fulfill them. Consumption of haram is not only confined to eating forbidden foods, but it is also related to any food that comes from haram income. Not paying zakat and khums brings us in the category of consumption of haram, which none of us could ever desire. Let's pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq to learn about the importance of the wajibat and never neglect them, as they have such an important role in our lives. And they are Allah's command to us, one which we must follow. And let's pray that Allah helps us on this journey towards perfection and helps us to never neglect our wajibat so that we can stay on the path of the right. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Was so interesting. Who knew the negligence of wajibat could be so dangerous? Well, now we'll move on to the next section. Story time. I hope you enjoy it. Once upon a time, on a special day, excitement was echoing through all the realms of the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Creatures from all over the worlds would become spectators of the legendary competition between the angels of heaven and the devils of hell. The competition was simple. The competitors had to go to the human world, the only realm unaware of the competition, and stay there for 2 whole days. reside in the house of a young boy or girl, and would be scored over how many times they could influence them to do a good or a bad act. The winner would be the one with the most points. From heaven emerged Yasin. He was a young angel with a bright face and high hopes. As he walked down the stairs of heaven, all the other angels cheered loudly for him. Yasser landed in the field. Happily, he was very excited for today. In his hand, he was holding a small sack of Nur. It was so bright that the light illuminated the space around him. From hell emerged Satan Jr., one of the many fiendish devils. He was a haggard creature with long nails and a mean face. He was also looking forward to today. He wanted to prove himself to Satan Sr. Over his knobby shoulder was slung a tattered bindle. It was so hot that fire was erupting from the patches in the cloth. Just before sunrise, the two competitors set off together. By sunrise, they arrived at the house of a 10-year-old girl by the name of Yasmin. They quickly took their positions in the sleeping girl's room as they had heard some noise. Was Yasmin's mother. She had come to wake her daughter up for the prayers. She knocked on the door and called out in a sweet but firm voice. Yasmin, dear, it's time for Fajr prayers. Wake up. The young girl slowly yawned. She was so sleepy. She had to get up for Fajr, but oh, it was so cold. The angel Yasser perceived the danger and quickly thought about what he had to do. He flew to her as fast as he could and started to whisper in her ear. Come on, Yasmin. It'll only take a few seconds. You don't want to miss out on a wajib prayer. The devil saw this and burned with anger. No, no, he thought. I have to go stop this. He clambered up Yasmin's blanket in an attempt to stop whatever Yasser was doing. He whispered, "No! No! It's too cold, remember? Too cold! You want to sleep! You want to sleep!" Yasmin was tired, but it was too late. She got out of bed and went to do her namaz. The angel smiled as a ball of light came and entered his bag. He had scored his first point. All of the angels cheered loudly for him, calling out, about his name and happiness. Yasser had been able to influence Yasmin to prioritize her prayers over her comfort and to do what Allah had commanded her to do. Her nafs was not able to overpower her desire to obey her Lord, even though she had been very cold and the bed was very comfortable. She pushed herself to do the right thing. And that struggle, though small, was a struggle in the way of Allah. She was able to perform her Fajr prayers at the recommended time of the day, which is a highly preferable act. She would have missed this barakat if she'd gone back to bed. It is preferable to be the one who is waiting to pray rather than the one whom God is waiting for. Satan Jr. was very uncomfortable. He thought hard to himself. Maybe I didn't try properly. Telling her directly will not work. Perhaps I should use some more subtle yet effective means. Yasmin studied hard that morning and decided to take a break in the afternoon. She decided that she would watch some television. And her favorite program was on. How perfect! All of a sudden, she heard a voice in the air. Yasmin! Would you come here and help me with the laundry, please? It was her mother. Yasmin sulked. She hated house chores and hated doing the laundry. All of a sudden, however, she thought of an amazing idea. Instead of turning off the TV, she started to raise the volume. In a few moments, the volume was so loud that she couldn't hear her mother's calls and they were reduced to a muffle. Just let this episode finish, she thought, and then I'll go. The devil cheered for himself. Yes! His plan was working. 5 minutes went by. 10 minutes went by. The time kept on ticking. Yasser was distraught. The value of mothers is so high in the religion of Islam. Why, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even allowed to break his worship to answer her call. While Yasmin had only been watching television. Hence, it showed that Yasmin valued her cartoons over her mother, and more importantly, over God's command. If a person prefers a worldly item over God's command, it means that he has given it a place in his heart, a place where only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be. So at that moment, Yasmin was making her cartoons her God, because she gave them greater importance than God's command to obey her mother. If someone does anything of the sort, he is actually performing a form of polytheism or shirk, which is another greater sin. When a person will be asked in his grave, who is your Lord? Many people will not be able to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, many will say my laptop if they used it for their pleasure at the time of namaz. My lunch if they were perfectly capable of fasting but did not do so for the fear of feeling hungry or for the love of food. And my boss if they went beyond the appropriate boundaries to fulfill the desires of those in a worldly superior position. So in such a simple act of raising the TV volume, Yasmin had committed so many greater sins, like disobeying her mother, disobeying Allah's command to obey her mother, not considering her sin to be a big one, and so many more. All of a sudden, she heard a thump, 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 thump as Yasmin's mother came up the stairs. She entered the living room and said, "Yasmin, didn't you hear me? I have been calling you for the past 30 minutes and you didn't respond." Yasmin was nervous. She was stuck now. If she told the truth, her mother would be very angry and might not allow her to watch television for a long, long time. But she could always lie. But lying was wrong, wasn't it? The devil saw an opportunity. He rushed up to her and whispered, "Oh, just one lie? One small white lie? That won't make a difference. Nobody will even notice." Before Yasser could do anything, Yasmin said, "Sorry, Mommy, I couldn't hear you. The TV volume was too loud." Her mother smiled and laughed. "Okay, that's fine. Anyway, it's Zohar time. Come for prayers." Yasser nearly fainted and just managed to save himself in time. He couldn't believe what Yasmin was doing. Lying to her mother? The devil, however, laughed as two fierce fireballs fell into his bindle. He had scored 2 points and was now leading. All the devils cheered loudly for him. Yasser was worried. Satan Jr. was leading. All of a sudden, an idea crossed his mind. He hurried over to where Yasmin was praying and whispered something in her ear. After Yasmin was done her prayers, she went in sajda and asked Allah to forgive her sin. Tears were rolling down her cheek as she did tawbah, and by doing so, she showed that she had belief in Allah's mercy, that He may pardon her sin, and she genuinely felt sorry for what she had done and would make an effort to ensure that it didn't happen again. Her heart felt light, and she felt that God had accepted her repentance. She then went to the kitchen where her mother was and said, "I'm sorry, mother. You see, the truth is, And she told her the entire story. Yasser smiled as the light floated into his bag. Thank you. She had asked for forgiveness, and now he was tied with the devil. The angels cheered loudly, "Go, Yosef!" The day continued without any incident, and soon the night arrived. The moon was high in the sky. Yasmin's mother was cooking sehri for the following day. Ramzan was going to start, and she had made lots of scrumptious things. Just as she finished, Yasmin's father entered. After settling down, the two sat down to talk. Curiously, he asked,
"Where is Yasmin?"
"Oh, because the fast starts tomorrow, she decided that she would take an early day off," replied the mother. The devil rubbed his hands in glee. Here was another chance. Whoever said he had to work with just Yasmin? He rushed up to the father and began to whisper in his ear.
"Isn't Yasmin much too young to fast?" he asked.
The angel saw this, but just as quickly ran to the mother and whispered, "Well, yes, she is young, but she is baligh, so why shouldn't she fast?" "I don't think that we should encourage her to ignore a wajib act," this way she will take it lightly and might take it lightly in her life and become negligent towards what Allah has told her to do. We as parents are responsible to guide her, and not doing what Allah has commanded us to perform is also a sin. We have to guide her towards the right path, and that means not neglecting any wajibat now that she is baligh.
"But what about her studies? How on earth will she study in this heat?"
"It's all right, let's give her some time. When Ramadan comes during the holiday, she can fast then."
Finally, her mother came up with a good idea. "Why don't we just ask Yasmin and allow her to decide?" The father agreed. The devil had used a very tricky technique. Yasmin's father did not want something bad to happen to her, or didn't want her to be not spiritual. He was just trying to save his daughter from discomfort, but in the process was going to make her commit a sin. The devil was abusing his parental love for his daughter. Both the angel and the devil glared at each other. A very dangerous situation was in front of them. It could slide in either direction. The next day soon arrived. Yasmin came into the kitchen. She yawned as she was very tired. And asked her parents,
"Mom, Dad, where's my sehri?"
The parents looked at each other and said,
"Darling, you know you don't have to."
"Yes, if you want, you can leave it this time."
Yasmin thought about it for a second. If she fasted, well, that would mean that she'd be hungry the whole day. And if she didn't, well, it means that she could have that scrumptious food right now. And it would definitely be a lot more comfortable.
Both the angel and the devil tried to take advantage of this opportunity, and both whispered in her ear at the same time. Those next few seconds were so tense. Beads of perspiration dropped from the angel's forehead. He knew that whoever would get this would win the competition, and he was very nervous. The devil was in no better state. Beads of perspiration dropped from his flaming forehead as well. He also knew how important her decision at this moment would be. It would decide the winner of the competition. And he just couldn't wait. Finally, Yasmin said, "Yes. Mommy, Daddy, I want to fast. It is what God has commanded me to do, and I cannot neglect this wajibat." Angel Yasser cheered loudly as another ball of light floated into his bag. The devil was furious, and flames erupted all around him. He knew what this meant. The angel had scored his third point and had won the competition. All the angels in the stadium cheered for him. Yasser had done it. He had won. As Yasmin went to go and do her seri with her family, the angel and the devil set off. Noor was emanating from the house. Satan Jr. returned to hell, a disgrace and in shame, not knowing how on earth would he face his seniors. Whereas Yasser returned to heaven, victorious and in triumph. He thanked Allah so much for helping him win this competition. Yasser had realized something, that if someone gives their wajibats their due importance and never neglects them, then there is no way that God will ever neglect that person, and he will always be there to guide them to the right path and help them on this journey of spirituality. And that was a lesson that he would never forget. The end. What a beautiful story. Let's pray that in our lives, we are also able to triumph against the Satans that attack us every day. Well, just like in everything else, the Ahlul Bayt have some golden words to share with us about the negligence of wajibat. So let's move on to our next section, Words of Wisdom. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Act upon the obligatory acts, so that you become the most pious among men." Al-Kafi, Volume 2. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "On the night of Miraj, Allah the Almighty said, 'No slave can gain proximity to me without fulfilling the duties that I made incumbent upon him.'" Al-Kafi, Volume 2. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrates, "One who eats during day of Ramadan without any excuse, the spirit of faith exits from it." Faqih, Volume 2.